Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. So you realize it's the best buyer's market you may ever see in your lifetime, but you're a busy person. How do you get in on the game? That's what we're going to talk about today. Turnkey solutions for real estate investors. This is the Real Estate Guys radio network. The Real Estate Guys podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/realestateguys.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Join the Real Estate Guys and Rich Dad Advisors Ken McElroy and Wayne Palmer on April 3rd in Fort Lauderdale. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profit, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you listening to our show. Let me introduce you to our co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
How's it going?
Great.
Boy, we're excited. We've had a great few weeks checking out all kinds of interesting opportunities. It's going to continue as we see this is the age of the entrepreneur. Lots going on. Lots of folks rising up to the challenge. Last week, of course, spending time with Robert Kiyosaki, always a mind enhancing. And it's always good to spend time with the folks that are thinking about the economy and real estate and where everything's going. And what we were trying to do in the next few weeks is really bring that down to the street level and show you some examples of folks that are really taking advantage of what this strange market has given us in the last couple of years.
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about that a lot, and it's really a matter of looking at what the market is giving you and taking it, you know. And I always use these football analogies because I think you can learn so much about life in football, but, you know, you script your game plan, you go out there and you run your plays thinking what you're going to be able to accomplish based on what the other team does, and then the other team adjusts and game conditions change and somebody gets hurt or whatever, and you've got to be able to make adjustments on the fly if you want to be successful. And this market turned 3 years ago really quite remarkably in an unprecedented fashion and without much warning except for some real thought leaders who saw it coming. And so for the last 2-3 years, we've made it our mission to bring you guys in our audience some of these perspectives for some of these thought leaders and really ourselves discipline ourselves to study the things that they've been looking at that help them see it coming sooner. And then the fun part is going out now and looking at what has occurred over the last 2-3 years as enterprising people have looked at the changes and adapted and found ways to add value and clean up. You know, I've been using this term white corpuscles in some of the blogs, and I really like that idea because, you know, you have this big meltdown, you have this big wound that the economy has had, and all the capitalists, all the entrepreneurs come out like little white corpuscles, and they start cleaning up the damage and they start repairing it. And that's really the beautiful thing about our system, you know, that type of opportunity and private capital coming to the rescue and all that. So today we're going to be talking about the guy that's been doing that pretty successfully that I'm very excited about listening to.
Well, I think really the angle today and why we're excited about today's show is that a lot of folks listen and are interested, but really don't have the time to go out there and do it. So it's wonderful to read examples of like entrepreneurs in The Sleeping Giant, Ken McElroy's new book, and just there's great, great stories in there. These folks are working 80, 90, 100 hours a week right at their business enterprise. The folks who listen to the show who are interested in owning investment real estate recognize now is one of the best times to acquire those assets to hold in their portfolio for years to come, want to be collectors of real estate and own more and more and more over the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years. Those folks, many of them are busy. They have busy lives. They have jobs or businesses that aren't real estate related. They need a solution that's a lot simpler than that. And so on the show, of course, over the years, we've talked about all kinds of real estate investing. And what we're going to focus today is really on what we would call a turnkey real estate investment, something where a lot of that front-end work has been done for you.
But that's the huge problem. A lot of people confuse investing with being a business person. And, you know, the entrepreneur side is to go out and find the property and do the work and all of that. But, you know, the people that are making good money and living in a way that they produce more than they consume and they want to put that excess someplace that has a chance to grow and outpace inflation. And they're looking at things like the stock market, very volatile, very unpredictable. You know, really over the last 10 years has been kind of flat and has been complicated by a lot of products that a lot of people don't understand. You know, there's been a lot of investment products, whether it's a biotech stock or a derivative in a bond market, and people are have found that buying things you don't understand is challenging. So they're looking at this asset class, real estate, and they can see the value all over. But the big thing is there's this gap between where they are in their lives and their ability to really partake. How do I really do that? You know, you look at these commercials where the baby is in the crib with their little mouse and they just click and point. And so the securities industry has always catered to those people to create a very passive, very hands-off experience. But what about that person who wants to be in real estate and have a similar type of experience? Where do they go? How does that work?
Yeah, and there's so many different ways to invest in real estate. And so let's talk big picture. If you are the kind of person who says, you know, I'd like to add to my portfolio of properties. So whether that means you're going to go out there and do the hard work and find the property and buy an old property and rehab it and get it ready to go and rent it and then manage it yourself, or you're the person who goes, you know what, I want a finished property that's got a tenant in it and management in place. The concept is you're going to be building up a portfolio of property that's going to provide income, hopefully positive cash flow for you during this period. And then eventually, when the markets heal, when more leverage comes back into the market, there may be good opportunities for appreciation and equity growth. And that's your mindset. Now, the first thing you have to ask is, where do you want to go? Market is more important than property in our minds. In other words, you don't just look at a house and go, well, this is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath and it gets this much rent. Where is the house and what's the market and who's the renter and who's the long-term renter? There are deals today in marketplaces where there's net migration negative. People are leaving. There aren't positive growth in jobs. It's negative. There's decline in prices. And even though the price may seem good, long-term may not make sense. So right. For us, it's very important that we look at a marketplace and what are the drivers in the marketplace. Today, we're going to talk about a specific marketplace, a place I've been and really enjoy, but I've not invested in. I looked at a real estate opportunity in this city about 8 years ago, and a very, very different real estate opportunity. It wasn't residential. It was a very, very unique deal. But it got me a chance to get into the market and spend a couple of times there. I thought, wow, this is a neat market, and I haven't taken the time to learn the market. And this is part of what we do is we go out and look at where is their opportunity, and then how do we find a champion in the market, someone who really knows the information. Because if you're going to own property in a dozen states or countries, you can't be an expert on that many marketplaces. You've got to find somebody. So our guest today is a gentleman who specializes in a particular market and then more so in a particular niche within the market. So let's welcome him to the program. He comes from Memphis, Tennessee. His name's Terry Kerr. Hey, Terry, welcome to The Real Estate Guys.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
Hey, you know, Memphis is a fun market. I remember hanging out there for a few days and thinking I could spend time here. Tell us, you know, big picture, what's going on in your marketplace?
I tell you what, I am fortunate to have been born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, for many reasons, but especially from a real estate standpoint. In Memphis, I'd say about a little better than half of our population here rents. Memphis is known as America's distribution center. Federal Express is based here. Nike has a huge presence here. A lot of the big boys do manufacturing and distribution from Memphis, and that lends itself to a very large blue-collar workforce, which makes up the bulk of our renter pool here in Memphis.
Well, that's always interesting, is who is renting, and the fact that half the folks rent tells you something. Now, for the folks who've not been to Memphis, give us a kind of a feel about apartments versus houses, age of properties, size of the market, those kind of things, so we can get our mind around Memphis.
Sure. Well, Memphis is borders on the Mississippi River. Arkansas is just to our west. And downtown Memphis, of course, is where the river is. And Memphis is sort of sprawled eastwardly. The further you go east, the newer the houses become. Interestingly enough, though, the best appreciation you're going to get in Memphis is in Midtown Memphis, which is just slightly east of downtown. You know, gas prices have gone up, and you know, folks are moving back in and reclaiming these older neighborhoods. and Midtown Memphis can be a good place to invest. I will say that, however, the houses are close to about 100 years old in Midtown, and even though the appreciation's good, they don't cash flow quite as well as some of the other areas because they require a little bit more upkeep, and the taxes are a little higher. But overall, regardless of where you're going to be investing in Memphis, I think when Memphis compares to other major cities, the purchase price to rent ratio is very, very favorable, meaning that the amount you can purchase a property for in conjunction to the amount of the property that you're going to get in rent just lend themselves to the ability to cash flow here a little bit better than a lot of other major cities.
You know, what's interesting about that, too, Terry, is Memphis has historically been a pretty good cash flow market. It didn't have a giant run-up, and so therefore it hasn't had a giant turn down either. Kind of a stable market. I think a lot of folks probably don't realize just how big the greater Memphis metro is. I think the MSA is over a million people, and it's got a vibrant downtown. Of course, it's got, like, I think we stayed at the Peabody Hotel, which is just a classic property with, you know, I mean, it's just a really fun thing, and of course, Beale Street and Graceland. I mean, there's just a lot that's going on in your marketplace.
There is. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of culture. Obviously, we're proud of the fact that Elvis Presley hails from Memphis, Tennessee. And it's just a very art and culturally rich city. And we're very proud of that. What we're seeing is outside of the fact that you know, Memphis is a gorgeous city, rich with history and culture. Well, Memphis has been rated by many of the top magazines, financial outfits in the world as being one of the most undervalued cities in the nation. And so we're seeing folks from all over the world come to Memphis and really start giving Memphis a good look. I think investors are having more of an appreciation for Memphis since the downturn because, as you said, Robert, we did not have the bubble that a lot of the other bigger cities had. So Memphis is sort of like the turtle. Slow and steady wins the race. And again, I'm fortunate to have been born and raised here in Memphis and know the market well and have been able to become a full-time real estate investor. And you know, I know I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but you know, passive income has changed my life. And I know that Robert Kiyosaki, you know, you guys recently interviewed him, and I want to give a shout out to Robert. Rich Dad Poor Dad sort of cleansed my palate and got me ready for things to come about 10 years ago when I started to get off into this business. So a quick thanks to Mr. Kiyosaki.
Our guest today is Terry Kerr. He hails from Memphis in the beautiful state of Tennessee. When we come back, more about the marketplace and where there might be opportunity for turnkey properties and investment. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're the Real Estate Guys.
Hi, this is Kendra Todd, winner of The Apprentice, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Hi, this is Bob Helms. They call me the godfather of real estate, mostly because I've been investing longer than the average Joe, since 1957 to be exact. Back when I started out, investing was pretty simple. Even so, I made more than my fair share of mistakes, and I can't imagine getting into this game today without some help. That's why I'm inviting you to check out the Real Estate Guys Investor Mentoring Club. There are three locations to choose from: Silicon Valley, Los Angeles, and Dallas, Texas. To find out when and where, just send an email to guys@realestateguysradio.com or use the feedback page on the website at realestateguysradio.com. Tell them the Godfather sent you.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of The Real Estate Guys, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. You might consider Robin Sharma's latest book, The Leader Who Had No Title, a modern fable on real success in business and in life. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/realestateguys. That's audiblepodcast.com/realestateguys.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Every week we talk investment real estate right here on the radio or the podcast or our website, however you choose to listen to The Real Estate Guys. We appreciate it. Spread the word. Tell a friend about The Real Estate Guys. Now that we've hit number one on iTunes, we want to keep going. We'd like to start at the top and work our way up. And it's all thanks to our listeners. And the media is changing. Real estate's changing. It's such an interesting time to take advantage of that. We're talking today with Terry Kerr. He hails from Memphis, Tennessee, the birthplace of rock and roll, a great, great city for lots of reasons. And Terry, one of the things I always talk about is the fact that when you look at a marketplace, you want to look at multiple stories. A story to me is a driver, something in the marketplace that's going to create jobs, create infrastructure, have people wanting to move there and stay there. And of course, a sustainable driver, something that's going to be there. You mentioned FedEx is a big employer. Everyone knows that's their major distribution hub. What are some of the other drivers that you see in the Memphis market to give us an idea of the diversity that's there?
Sure. Memphis is America's distribution hub. So we have got big outfits that are, you know, looking to come to Memphis pretty regularly. The city is working hard to make sure to give large outfits tax incentives to come here, tax breaks, to where it makes it appealing for them to come. And since FedEx is located here, these larger outfits want to be located close to FedEx because it just makes doing business less expensive. Of course, we've got the Memphis Grizzlies that are here, and I'm an old-school skateboarder. We've got a new skate park that's being built. Memphis is very, very strong in the arts. We've got the new Playhouse on the Square. It's just a world-class facility here. So lots of things, exciting things to bring and attract employers to come to our gorgeous town.
Well, you know, and that's what you're looking for as a real estate investor. You want to make sure that there's going to be a continued demand. You want to see that there's vibrancy in a marketplace. The best thing a passive real estate investor can have is a happy tenant that stays there a long time. Let's talk about the residential market in Memphis and maybe give us a clue about kind of median home price and rents. And you mentioned the relationship between the rents and the purchase price being great, and we always look for that. But give us a flavor of what the homes in Memphis are like and where you see there's opportunity.
Certainly. Right now, the median home price in Memphis, Tennessee is only about $125,000, which I know is extremely low compared to most markets.
Right.
If you factor in all the properties that were sold last year in 2010, about $125,000 was the median price range. However, the median price range for rental property, at least for the rental properties that I enjoy for my personal portfolio, the value is around the $65,000 range. And I have to say that I didn't start off investing in the $65,000 area. I was a little bit higher and found that my cash flows just didn't work quite as well because the taxes were a little bit higher, the insurance was higher, the debt service was higher, and the amount of money that you could get for rent just didn't go up as high as the cost of the debt service, taxes, and insurance. So I'm finding myself in the $65,000 arena as far as rental property in the best area for cash flow.
That is such a key point. When we typically in a marketplace that is a good cash flow market, you're going to find the sweet spot is below median, because median is generally where the most number of houses trade. That's who your buyer, your first-time home buyer, and the folks who are stable in a market, been there 30 years, own their own home, that's kind of what they own. If I'm looking at getting the rental market, you always have to make the trade-off between spending more for a property that may be nicer, newer, better, versus how the numbers work. And I think for a passive real estate investor especially, it is all about the numbers. So let's say we find a house in Memphis at $65,000. You, I know, have that house in your mind. How big is it? How much is the rent? Who lives there?
Sure. And I do want to say that the $65,000 property, a savvy investor should not be paying $65,000. The property will be worth about $65,000. And I believe that the property should be bought if it is completely renovated, has a tenant in it, and the investor can cash flow from day one with a tenant already in place and management in place. I believe that a good deal is somewhere in the 70 to 80% range as far as the purchase price in relation to the value of the property. So for a $65,000 property that I believe should be bought for under $50,000 anyway, is going to rent for about $675 a month.
Okay.
The taxes and insurance total will be about $120 a month. And then typical property management here in town is about 10%.
Okay. That, I think, gives the folks listening a real clue as to the kind of property we're talking about. And at $675 a month rental, that's a great rent point, because the person who has kind of the jobs we were just talking about can certainly afford that rent.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And I will say that there are different types of philosophies in regards to rental price point. It's always been my philosophy to slightly under-rent the property, because if my competition in an area is renting for $725, I would rather rent for $675, because I know that I'm going to have a longer-term tenant, and the extra $50 a month that I would be getting will not outweigh the fact that I'll have the better option for lease renewal. So I'm a fan of slightly under renting the property.
You know, that is a nugget right there. If you quit listening right now and all you got from Terry was that is huge. Too many beginning investors especially think that because their spreadsheet said so, they need to squeeze every single dollar out. The most expensive things we have in buy and hold real estate are turnover and vacancy. And here's the truth about people who pay $675 a month. They'll move over a $25 rent difference, right? You and I might not move if our mortgage payment went up by $1,000 or $2,000, right? But for those tenants, they are sensitive. So when you're smart enough to price a little bit below, you could argue you're leaving money on the table. I argue you've got a stable tenant.
I agree. And it's our listeners' job, if they're out there looking for a turnkey provider, to know the right questions to ask the turnkey provider, because a lot of turnkey providers are going to want to price their properties to where the rent is at the top of the market, because it makes the cash flow look better and allows them to sell the property for more money. So it's the investor's job out there to find out what typical market rents are for properties that are in like condition, and try to see what the philosophy is of that management company / turnkey seller.
Well, this is huge, and we're going to talk quite a bit about a turnkey when we come back from our break, because I think this is one of the key things that you figured out, and a lot of the folks who are listening are interested in. I don't want the hassle. I don't want the headache. I recognize I'm going to have to do my homework up front. I'm going to have to do my due diligence, understand the marketplace, make sure that, say, the seller who tells me I can get $750, you know, for the rent, I don't base my decision on that when in reality I talk to a guy like Terry and find out, well, no, $675 is more of the rent. You want to do your due diligence on that, see what the drivers are, and then not be bothered by it, right? I mean, many of us active real estate investors, we thrive on that. We love the deal. We want to get our hands dirty. But for a lot of folks today, they're looking at what their different options are for passive investment, and real estate is coming back. It's coming back in a huge way. We're super excited about it, obviously. We feel like we're back in 1999 again in terms of opportunity. And yet the rest of the world doesn't see it yet. So we think there's a great opportunity in the next couple of years to acquire these properties. But what you have to really focus on, what we call personal investment philosophy, is who are you as an investor? There are folks out there that want to go out and buy the ugly duckling and spend every weekend rehabbing it and making it beautiful, and they watch one of those TV shows on house flipping and they want to do that. Then there's other folks who have busy lives and they want to look for a solution, what you call a turnkey solution, which I think is important. So it's really deciding who you are as an investor. Now, Terry, I agree that this started for you as an investor, and what you've really come up with is a plan that works for other investors. Tell us about what the rental market is like there. Is it a strong rental market? Is there absorption? Are there lots of property management companies? What does that look like in your area?
It's a very strong rental market. Since we've got about 50% of the population renting, we do have a very strong rental market, and that's terrific. However, the newer investor that's looking from outside of Memphis, coming into Memphis, since there are so many different outfits in town, that's where a newer investor really needs to be able to get serious with doing due diligence and knowing the right questions to ask. There are lots of property management companies here in town, and one of the things that I suggest is that if you're going to be looking for the seller of a property, and if you're looking for property, try to find a property manager that also is the seller. Because if you can find a property manager that is also the seller of the property, they already know the property. You can look at the performance and the history of that property as it relates to the management style of the manager. And also, if you're going to buy a property from a seller who is also the manager, they've got a vested interest in the continued performance of the property, because continued performance means you're going to be a happy investor, and the likelihood for you to become a repeat buyer is there.
You know, the other neat thing about that is essentially, if you think about what you're buying, what a rental house is a little business. And the business model is people live there and pay you rent. So if I'm buying a property that already has a renter in place, who has some history, who's paying the rent, that looks very different than if I'm going to acquire a house that maybe was once owned by a owner who couldn't make the payments. It's been foreclosed by the bank. You know, the bank didn't take great care of it. That's not the business they're in. They got rid of it to get it off their balance sheet. Someone had to come in and do work. If it was someone who was just going to do that work and then flip it off to an investor, that person's whole job is to spend as little money as possible to get a person to buy it. Very different mentality from the person who's going to own the property, run the property, and then hand off a working property, if you will, to a new steward, right? I take this property that's already got a tenant in place. The work's already been done. There's management in place. That's pretty headache-free.
I agree. And it also, you hit the nail on the head there. And I'd like to also reiterate that if someone is going to buy a property from a turnkey seller that has been managing the property, can show performance history, is going to continue managing the property, and has a vested interest in the performance of the property, that seller should be able to warranty that property. And if the seller is warrantying the property and the water heater breaks or the roof leaks or there's an electrical issue, the manager of the property is not going to have to go looking for the seller and get into a finger-pointing issue with the seller of the property. Because what a lot of times you'll see is if you have third-party management, management will point at the seller will point at the manager, and it's a mess. But if you are able to keep all the accountability under one roof, you're really doing yourself a favor.
All right, this is sounding exciting. Now, when we come back, we're going to give you the hard part of the equation, and that is, all right, I get it. I want to get a property. It's already taken care of. It's not a lot of headache. It's been rehabbed. It's got a tenant in it. They're paying the rent. How do you find a property like that and not pay list price or premium price, but instead be able to pick it up at 70 or 80 cents on the dollar? That's what we'll find out from Terry when we come back. We're also going to play real estate trivia, a chance for you to win a prize by answering today's real estate trivia question, which has something to do with Memphis, Tennessee. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're the Real Estate Guys.
Hi, I'm Robert Kiyosaki, and I encourage you to listen to those wild and crazy real estate guys. They're the best, been working for years, and they know what they're talking about.
All aboard! It's your last call to set sail with the Real Estate Guys on the 9th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. More than just a cruise, it's an educational cornucopia where you learn ideas and strategies and forge relationships that will propel your real estate investing. During our days at sea, you'll attend seminars, workshops, group discussions, and roundtables about real estate. On our days in port, you'll have a blast taking in the sights, shopping, and working on your tan. Aboard ship, you'll enjoy first-class dining, awesome entertainment, 24-hour room service, and plenty of fun. Unwind in the piano bar, check out the casino action, or stay in touch at the Internet Cafe. And bring the kids. They'll love the organized activities for ages 2 to 17 while you hang out with the real estate guys and an amazing faculty for a week you'll never forget. We depart from Fort Lauderdale April 4th for St. Martin, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts Nevis, returning April 12th. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more. This event is almost sold out, so don't delay. That's realestateguysradio.com and click Summit or call 888-489-7723, extension 2, to talk with our cruise specialist, Mary Lynn. She'll answer all your questions and get you one of the last spots. That's 888-489-7723, extension 2. Don't miss the boat.
Hi, I'm Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, now in our 14th year of broadcast. And if you can't find us in a radio station market near you, you can find us online at realestateguysradio.com or go to iTunes, sign up for our podcast, and we will come to you halfway through our show. Here's what we do. We give you a prize by playing Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win an autographed copy of Equity Happens, Building Lifelong Wealth with Real Estate, our book on real estate investing, by knowing today's real estate trivia question. Now, in just a minute, I'm going to give you a question about Memphis, Tennessee, which I guess automatically makes it a real estate trivia question. As soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer, send us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com, trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your physical mailing address so that if you're the winner, we can send you a book. The very first person with the right answer is going to get an autographed copy of Equity Happens. Then we'll take all the correct guesses for the week, have a drawing for a second book, so that if you do listen on the podcast, you still have a chance to win as long as you get your entry in before next week's show. Last week on The Real Estate Guys. We had Robert Kiyosaki on the show talking about his brand new book, Unfair Advantage. Still a chance for you to attend that big event he's doing March 31st. More about that before we're done today. But we asked you to name the tallest residential building in the U.S. Lots of folks had the answer to this. It's still Trump World Tower in New York. The Trump Building in New York is the tallest residential tower in the United States. It's about the 10th tallest residential tower in the world. But in the U.S., still number one. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. The world's first self-service grocery store opened in Memphis, Tennessee in 1916. It is still in business today. What's it called? The world's first self-service grocery store opened in 1916 in Memphis. See, before that, what would happen is when you were grocery shopping, you remember, Russ, you'd go up and you'd give the clerk your order and they would go get everything. But no, this was a new revolutionary concept where you could actually walk in as the customer and browse the shelves and put things in a cart and then serve yourself. It was revolutionary.
It's like my kids, you know, they have no concept of what it is to go to a gas station and have somebody check your oil, check your tires.
Right. Well, this is obviously now the way that people shop. But the first one hailed from Memphis in 1916. What's it called? That's our and Terry, you're not eligible. I know you know the answer to that. But if you want to take a guess, then send us your best guess trivia at realestateguysradio.com. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking about the Memphis market, and Terry Kerr is with us. He is not only from Memphis, but does a lot of investing business there. Excited to hear about the turnkey idea. And this appeals to a lot of investors who want to research the market, want to do the due diligence, make sure they understand the drivers, see that the numbers are going to work, and then offsource to somebody else. We're big believers in finding a good property management. I think you bring up some key things, Terry, in that if you have a property manager that already understands, knows the property, and has had a vested interest in it, that's a great solution. What is it like in Memphis, or I guess maybe even in the state of Tennessee, tenant landlord law, right? In certain marketplaces, California, New York, very tenant favorite laws. In Texas and other states like that, it's a lot more favoring the landlord. What's the tenant landlord law like in Tennessee?
We are very fortunate, Robert. In Tennessee, if someone quits paying, we can have the tenant out of the property in as little as 29 days.
Wow.
Any property management outfit that knows what they're doing is going to have a sentence or two in the lease that states that tenant waives right of 30-day notice of eviction. I do want to say this, though. As the owner of about 70 rental properties myself, and I've bought, renovated, and sold over 400, I know that if somebody stops paying the rent, the job is not to evict them. The property management's job is to have already developed a relationship with that tenant and have the tenant comfortable enough with the management staff that when a hiccup arrives in their life, they feel comfortable in coming to the staff, the management staff, and explaining what has happened. So even though we have very landlord-friendly laws, we don't abuse those. The relationships that we develop with our tenants are what allow us to leverage the properties and make them produce above average results, if you will, not just having landlord-friendly laws.
What a great point. Another great nugget there, folks. That is huge. You know, it is a relationship business that we're in. Your tenants make it possible for you to have the returns and control that property over time. They get up every day, go to work for somebody else, and then take part of their income and put it towards paying your mortgage and some profit. That's such a great opportunity. You got to take care of these folks. And you want to know that you have, when I look at a marketplace, I want to know that I have tenant landlord law in my favor. It's like insurance. I never want to use it, right? So this
exactly.
This is very, very proactive. Very good. All right. So that makes a ton of sense. Now, I think probably listeners are going, well, this sounds great. The challenge is in a market like that where you have strong cash flows and there is a good sustainable drivers in the market and so forth, how is it that you can deliver a property that is turnkey, it's got the things we've talked about, at a discount? I mean, typically the folks who are going to go do that work, they're going to buy a house, they're going to rehab it, they're going to get the tenant in there, they want a premium for that, don't they?
They do. No one is going to work for free. I can't speak for everyone, but I know that for myself, you know, I've got a business of buying property, renovating, and selling. That is my day job. I also have for my retirement portfolio about 70 rental properties. So I think what a new investor is looking for is a balance. You're not going to be able to find the least expensive property out there and also have it be the property that is in the best shape. You know, you get what you pay for, but again, I think you're looking for a balance. But regardless of the outfit that you find to do business with, I think the main thing to try to hammer away at is the management of the property, because when I was getting started in this business, I overpaid for some properties, and I underestimated some repairs on properties, and probably like anybody has when they get started in the business. But what I quickly realized is that you can manage a marginal deal to success over time. And I've also seen folks that have gotten what I would consider to be a very good deal on a purchase price, but have poor management in place, or maybe they just tried to manage the property themselves and unfortunately managed what should have been a good deal into disaster because they didn't know what they were doing, or else maybe they had a property management company that did not have their best interest at heart. So really, again, I believe management is a solid 80% of the deal.
Oh, it sure is. And when you're talking about a turnkey solution especially, if I'm going to be the guy who rolls up my sleeves and makes the sweat equity, then I'm going to have to figure all that out. I'm going to have to figure out the local marketplace, how to attract those tenants, how to keep them, whether or not it's month-to-month tenancy, long leases, what I can get away with, what the market will bear, and how I manage that. But if what I am as a passive investor, I want to find the guy that's doing that. So I look at a guy like Terry and go, man, this guy's done it. He's still doing it. He's still putting property in his own portfolio. So that tells you that he's his own best customer. That's huge. How does it make sense for you to be able to deliver the property with still some built-in equity at a price that makes sense for investors? So they don't feel they're paying list price. They really are getting that deal that you talked about at the beginning.
Well, I will say this. Since I'm doing so much volume, for instance, a lot of my best customers have bought houses, renovated them themselves, and put tenants in them themselves. However, they now buy property from me, and the reason is, like you had mentioned earlier, they just don't have time for it. And I love a buddy of mine, Steve, we've become better friends over the years, said, I'm just going to stop doing this myself. I can buy them cheaper from you. And the reason that he said that and that he can buy them cheaper from me is because I am already out there in the world and I've got these relationships built with contractors, with real estate agents, with my attorneys, property management set in place, and sort of some vertical integration, if you will. I own my own HVAC and roofing company, so I'm not farming that stuff out. I'm able to piecemeal each part of the renovation and management of the property at a lower cost than somebody who is not a full-time pro. And so what that does, it allows me to sell my property for less than my competition and still make as much money as my competition, because I'm able to leave more meat on the bone just through the vertical integration.
That is the answer I was looking for. I knew there had to be a way you could do that. When we come back, more from Terry. We're also going to tell you about a free report he's written, how you can get a copy of it so you can learn whether or not turnkey investing makes sense for you. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're the Real Estate Guys.
Hi, this is Kim Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Woman, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Are you ready to claim your unfair advantage? Don't miss best-selling authors Robert and Kim Kiyosaki live in Los Angeles on March 31st for an all-day program called Unfair Advantage, The Power of Financial Education. Joining this live presentation are Rich Dad Advisors Andy Tanner, Garrett Sutton, Tom Wheelwright, and Ken McElroy. The program takes place at the Westin LA Airport in Los Angeles, California. Prices start at just $99 per ticket, and seats are going fast. To reserve your seat, just go to our website at realestateguysradio.com and click on events. You'll see Rich Dad's Unfair Advantage, where you'll be able to learn more and order your tickets online. If you can't make it to LA, the event also streams live. Either way, take advantage of an all-star cast at Rich Dad's Unfair Advantage, March 31st, live in LA, or on your own computer, go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. You too can unleash the power of financial education at Unfair Advantage with Robert and Kim Kiyosaki, live.
I'm Jordan Goodman, author of Master Your Debt, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Check out what we do at realestateguysradio.com. If you missed the show, you can go back and listen. If you didn't hear the show we did with Robert Kiyosaki last week, go there and listen to it. And then you can sign up for our email newsletter, too, and we'll bring you lots of great information that way. We don't fill your mailbox every day. Our newsletter goes out every 7 or 8 months, whether we need to or not.
Often, I think, is the term we use.
Yeah, so don't worry about spam and any of that. And we won't sell your list until it gets really, really, really big. All right, our guest today is Terry Kerr. Just kidding, you know. And he's in Memphis, Tennessee, creating turnkey solutions for real estate investors who are very interested in building up passive income and long-term appreciation, but don't have the time necessarily to get every house themselves and put all the work in. Now, Terry, I would imagine that you were talking about the economies of scale and owning some of the components yourself, and that's huge. I would also think there would be the fact that you're doing so many houses would give you an advantage on cost. What about acquiring the houses? Are you out there just in the marketplace banging on doors, or do you have some sources of inventory that also help you keep the price down?
We do. We have sources of inventory that help us get the prices down. But I tell you, just one of the simplest ways that allow us to get prices down is by having the relationships already in place with the real estate agents. Now, obviously, an agent has a fiduciary responsibility to represent the bank if it's a foreclosure or an owner-occupant seller. However, a lot of these REO agents have spent so much time with wannabe new real estate investors that really don't have the wherewithal to close, that I can present an offer on a property. It'll be an all-cash offer, no bank financing, and I will write a very large earnest money check to go along with my offer that lets the asset manager at the bank that is selling the property know that I'm real. And oftentimes, I will be able to buy a property much cheaper than my competition, who has just offered a higher price, because I have a reputation of closing. So that's just one way that I'm able to buy property cheaper, but I can also get my supplies a lot cheaper because we're doing about 100 houses a year. My contractors don't have to bid jobs, which means they don't have to waste their time, which means they can work slightly cheaper. So I'm able, fortunately, to do every component of the purchase, renovation, and filling the property slightly less than the average Joe, and that's what sort of gives me my overall leverage, if you will.
All right, that makes a ton of sense. Now let's talk about this typical house. Obviously, the prices vary, the neighborhoods vary, and so forth, but let's say we're talking about this $65,000 house. How does someone acquire that today? Are you finding that your investors are all cash buyers? Is there financing available on a house like that?
Good question. It depends on several factors. In broad strokes, most of our buyers, well, about half of our buyers nowadays, I guess, are all cash buyers, and they're from overseas, whether it's Australia or the UK. We're doing a lot of stuff with folks in Hawaii, and they're in California also. But for folks that are in the U.S., you're typically going to have to put down 20% plus closing costs. Our typical property that I'm purchasing for my portfolio is going to be a house that I would sell anyway for about $45,000. So regardless if it's a $100,000 house or a $50,000 house, an investor's going to have to look at putting about 20% down plus their closing costs to get into a turnkey property.
All right. Well, that certainly is in the range of affordability, much more than it was probably several years ago. And this sounds like a very exciting program. Now, what we've asked Terry to do, because there's just so much here to cover, he brought up some really important things like the questions you ask and the due diligence items that you need to cover as an investor. He's put together a report called Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing. If you'd like a free copy of that report, all you have to do is send us an email to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com. turnkey@realestateguysradio.com. Terry, thanks so much for sharing your knowledge and information with us today. We can't wait to get to Memphis and hang out on Beale Street and check out your marketplace and be listening for a perhaps field trip to Memphis. I think that's a place we might go.
It's a great
Yeah, great marketplace, and we'd love to get some folks out there in front of you. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you for your time.
All right. There's Terry Kerr from fabulous Memphis, Tennessee. Boy, sounds like a good pricing. Sounds like a good program. You know, I think that depending on your personal investment philosophy, this is the kind of opportunity that an entrepreneur like Terry creates in a marketplace like this. it's just not going to stick around forever.
Absolutely. You know, and that's a matter of just taking what the market gives you, as we opened up at the top of the show, and making those adjustments, and the entrepreneur going in there and trying to figure out what the need is. I thought it was really interesting that he talked about foreign money coming in. You know, we know what's been going on in the Australian market with a lot of appreciation and cap rates coming down, and that's kind of a signal like a market's getting a little hot. And, you know, we talk about this concept of protect your equity. And if I'm an investor and I'm in a highly appreciated marketplace and I've got all this equity, but my cash flow is not as strong in terms of looking at it from a cap rate point of view, and I want to move my equity to a better cash flowing market and really mitigate my downside and have a potential for some upside, that makes a lot of sense. So I understand that strategically. And the other thing I thought that he said that was really cool, that just makes a lot of sense to me, and I think this is really important for anybody, is the concept of volume. He talked about the vertical integration as a way to strip cost out and being efficient and deliver a better product and still make a good profit margin. But, you know, you can think the same way as an investor, because if I've got to take the time to go visit a marketplace, and there's a lot of people who have jumped into the wholesaling business and they've jumped into the rehab business, but they're only doing one property at a time, which is fine. But if you're the type of person that wants to build a bigger portfolio, but you want to be diverse, and you want to have, instead of having one $650,000 property, you want to have 10 $65,000 properties. Well, I'm going to use $40,000 a number. If I've got a $2,000 due diligence cost, because with a you know, airfare, a hotel, a visit, and all the time and expense, just in figuring out who I'm going to buy from, that's 5% on a $40,000 property. And if I have that on every single property, ouch. But if I can find a guy who can deliver me volume, now I'm benefiting from his volume, as Terry described, how he's pulled his costs down. But I'm also benefiting on the efficiency on my side, because I find the one guy and then I can do multiple transactions with him.
Yeah. And another thing to think about is just, you know, people often would say, all right, well, so why would this guy not sell these houses at a better price? And the answer is very simple. If he sells an investor a house for 90 cents on the dollar, 85 cents on the dollar, 75 cents on the dollar, that is turnkey. It's got management in place. It's got a tenant in place. First of all, are you going to come back for more if you get that deal?
Well, it's the same thing like you said with the rent.
Right. So you're going to come back for more if he gives you a deal. If he doesn't, you're not. And he's got a long-term perspective. A guy doesn't sell 400 houses in a marketplace by charging list price. If his thing was, well, I'm going to get the most I can possibly get for this house, he might do 10, 15 houses. A guy that wants to do volume, and volume gives him the ability to get the price down, which benefits you as the investor, but benefits him as the guy who's keeping 70 houses. So it's great. It's a win-win. It's an entrepreneurial activity that makes sense, and it's one of the things that's going to help heal America. When 400 houses work themselves out of terrible, downtrodden shape into vibrant, rehabbed, rented houses, that helps everybody.
It's good for the neighborhood. He's pulling bad assets off the bank's balance sheet and helping the banks get back to the position they want to be in. And he's attracting capital to the United States. In this case, you know, he's talking about foreign investors coming in, almost half of them. So that's adding money to the economy. So it's just good, good, good all the way around. Very exciting, which is why we wanted to have him on the show.
There you go. If you want to find out more about the due diligence questions you should find out when pursuing turnkey property, get a copy of the report. It's called Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing. Just send us an email, turnkey@realestateguysradio.com, turnkey@realestateguysradio.com. Don't forget, the coming up on March 31st, it's The Unfair Advantage with Robert and Kim Kiyosaki live in Los Angeles. You can go to our website to learn more about that. This is truly the last call for the Real Estate Guys' 9th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. You can check out Summit at our website. Thanks to Chaitin, our engineer, our sponsors for making this show possible. You, our listener, we'll see you next week on the Real Estate Guys radio program, where we'll show you how to make some equity happen.
The Real Estate Guys, brought to you by Paradigm Life, helping you unleash the power of infinite banking. Learn more at bethebank.com. Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Go to audible.com/realestateguys for your choice of a free audiobook. Suburban Residential, brand new positive cash flow houses in Dallas, Texas. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies from attorney and rich debt advisor Garrett Sutton. Texas Investor Homes, discover high yield, low risk, double digit cash on cash returns with interim construction funding. CDA Lawsoner, providers of professional assistance with loan modifications and the powerful REST report, helping you level the playing field when negotiating with your lender. Find out about these and other fine sponsors under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. Learn how you can sponsor the Real Estate Guys. Call 888-489-7723. 888-489-7723. That's 888-489-7723. Once again, 888-489-7723. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.
If you're like me and thousands of others, you know that the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is a great source for quality content about investing in real estate. But did you know that they also have a book? I just finished reading their book, Equity Happens, and I was blown away by how much I learned. If you're ready to create sustainable wealth through real estate, you need to get Equity Happens. You'll learn, just as I did, about what it takes to prosper in the real estate industry. So don't wait. Make Equity happen to you. Order your copy today at equityhappens.com.